Somewhere in the heart of Chicago, rain pounds on the window of a dorm room 21 stories up. Five college students sit inside, gathered around a folding table and a desk pushed together. And though they comment on the thunder, they are not in Chicago. Nor are they on Earth. They are on Interis, their own world. This is the heart of Dungeons & Dragons. And though our heroes are moving to a studio after this episode, this heart shall never be lost. Now, onto a boss battle. Did our heroes come prepared? Probably not. So, our heroes start hustling towards the center of the square, reunited for the first time in a long time. Oops. Reunited for the first time in a long time. Brianna, Phoebe, Zill, Kai all make their way towards the center of, albeit some to a bigger extent, some to a lesser extent, home. And it doesn't quite look like that. In fact, in addition to the ashes and the things I've been describing before, you actually see that there is an utter absence of life. There is no fresh grass. Every tree is dead. Ugh. There are a few dead birds on the ground, halted mid-flight.
God damn it.
Halted mid-flight.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
This place is not only devoid of life, it is starved of it. And you guys make your way towards the center. Are you talking at all?
I'm totally in a funk. Like, this is really depressing.
We all pause in the middle of where, like, right to where at where we meet. All pause.
Uh-huh.
And we all stand in a pose that would resemble a pose we would be in if we had a movie.
Okay.
We were at the front of the poster about, like, you know, like four heroes who saved a town.
Okay.
That's kind of like what it looks like. The camera pans all around our bodies. The sun.
Which one of you is dressed as the woman that sells tickets?
What?
Cooper.
Cooper's the hot chick. Okay, I just wanted to know.
He's doing the butt pose.
The butt pose. Thank you.
Okay. He's got a fat ass.
Cooper's got a fat ass.
Don't feed the furries.
All right.
Oh my god, that spiked the mic.
I know it did.
Molly Schaefer and Phoebe both die instantly.
Yeah. So,
Phoebe
and
turns
you guys,
to dust.
So no actual conversations are happening between the four of you while you run.
Is anyone?
No, this is so sad. I'm just in my own trying to, like.
Phoebe just clutching her orb.
You know how you said you were never gonna let me die?
Yeah.
I'm never gonna let you die.
What about the rest
never
of
gonna
us?
Let, I'm
Thank
ne-
you.
I'm getting there. I'm never gonna let any of you die.
Never gonna let any of you guys die. And also, that blonde woman is in charge of all this. I just want to keep saying that because she really pissed me off. We're going to get her.
Hey, if I die, and Phoebe holds up her orb, she's like, just, like, get rid of this.
Okay.
Toss it in, like, the deepest lake and don't touch it. Keep it in a bag, okay?
Okay.
She's looking at Zell for this because she's, like, the other magic user.
Okay.
You just get rid of it, okay?
Yeah.
All right.
All right, guys.
Don't.
I'm glad we got each other's backs.
We're doing this for the town, for everyone that was lost, for the meat shop.
Okay, let's.
And for
Trappa. Let's get into it.
Let's go.
Meat shop wasn't.
All put on sunglasses,
and it's dark out, so Phoebe can't see.
Yeah, you can't see because you're wearing sunglasses in the dark.
I'm dark. Phoebe takes out her two assault rifles with knives at the end. All right.
They all roll up on ATVs.
Yeah,
it's a montage of us just jumping over hills.
Phoebe and her Heelys
and like
skate
doing town square. Cool drifts.
Okay,
Nicki Minaj is there,
splashing her ashes, splashing
Nicki Minaj
is on the back of all of our ATVs at one point.
Yeah, because she's
Nicki Minaj.
It would actually
Mickey
Minaj.
I know, but
Mickey Minaj.
Sometimes I like to take the first letters off.
Okay.
Iga. Please.
Iga
all day.
All right. So, you guys finally begin to see what is happening. What is taking place in the center of home?
Original?
And
It's a ritual. You guessed it.
Oh, jeez.
You notice... Ritual. So, you see that the twisting, pulsing vein vines have sort of created this connection in between the ground and the top of this dome. And in the very middle, there seems to be this growing bulge. This slowly... Yeah?
Yeah. A growing bulge?
Yeah. It's a straight
the
dick.
The train right here.
It's a straight
my face.
Dick.
I'm sorry.
It was only...
It's a big dick.
It was a dick this whole time.
Bulge.
Growing.
Get the fuck out
okay,
of here.
Okay, I'm stopping it.
I'm going to say this one more time.
Uh-huh.
Big,
growing,
veiny.
Growing. Bulge.
We made eye contact while we said.
Yeah.
Help. I'm gonna help.
It looks like a tight orb that seems to be growing rapidly. It looks like you're trying to stop your ears from bleeding.
Actually, though.
Anyways,
that was the most accurate description.
Anyways.
So it. And
penis
it,
jokes?
Well, now I can't not think of a penis in my cool high fantasy world.
Let's get into it. Let's get it wet. like in a friendship way. Like, excited.
Do you often like to get things wet in a friendship way?
No,
in a friendship
like in a
way.
Fantasy
like, get it
story
wet.
Way.
Katie
Let's
Mae.
Get this podcast wet.
That's
what I'm saying.
Liz. We're back.
We're telling a story.
On next episode, it's all just going to be pussy jokes.
Good.
Okay.
Good.
I can
get down with that.
Pussy marijuana. Wanna. Wait. Pussy tanglefoot, too.
Stories. I'm a professional storyteller.
That is right.
Who is not completely derailed by a dick joke. And we are back.
And we're back.
We're on our ATVs.
And you're on your ATVs. Nicki Minaj is there. No, you have no such luxury. You are just the four of you. No help. No connection to the outside world. And you see that something is being created. And you see that there is definitely a very specific arrangement of people. You see, there are four guards sort of stationed on the outside of this ritual, two of which you notice is Terry and the Southern Man from the beanbag incident. On the inside, you see another four cultists having drawn a very sort of intense-looking sigil into the ground, and with that, they have connected themselves by chains, and then in the center of that is a property brother, the missing one, to you, and a rock to you, because you know that that is what that is.
Yes.
And next to that is Blondie, and they seem to be holding an object and interacting with whatever this growing miasma is in the middle of the clearing.
What's a miasma?
A collection of things.
Okay.
A sort of. Right now, it is.
Is it floating?
So since it's like you've taken the veins out of my arm.
Ooh.
You've dyed them black, and you've strung them taut in between the ground and the top of this dome.
Ooh.
And they are getting ready to create something in the middle of it.
Okay.
You put a marble in my vein. You forced it down. And now it's sitting there, waiting. And you see them before they see you. What are you up to?
Oh, God.
Should we attack them? Should we just be like, hey, stop it?
We should, it could be like a, we say, all right, guys, gang, huddle. How about we go,
we don't
we
have
just
enough time.
Say, hey! You, I escaped. I'm gonna say this. Hey.
You just go right out and start that now?
Yeah, I'm gonna
okay,
say.
Okay, you don't collaborate.
Well, what else are we gonna do?
I don't know.
Also, should we wait for this rain?
This is
not obvious.
We
can
just keep going.
I
say, I wanna say, hey, Look who's out of the meat shop. Mm-hmm. Me. It's me.
Telepathically to Blondie, Phoebe goes, I'm gonna get you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get you.
She has two middle fingers raised.
And they're all flipping off the cultists. We come up. I don't want to make this character choice for you, but Phoebe is definitely just like...
So is Zilf.
Zilf, right. I'm gonna get you. I'm gonna get you.
Sees what they're doing and just goes... Two fingers up. Two
We're
fingers.
All flipping all right. them off.
Are you flipping them off?
Hey, I escaped.
I'm flipping them off and I say, knock, knock, who's there? Me.
And the glasses fall down from her forehead.
Yeah, because they're sunglasses. Yeah. And so middle fingers to whatever the fuck seems to be happening here. You guys pronounce yourselves as Grianna steps out into the clearing and says,
thought you'd never see me again, Blondie.
And with that, the four cultists on guard turn their heads towards you, not surprised, unfortunately, for you.
Carries.
Because perhaps you may have been being loud. And and they sort of smile and sort of raise their arms. You notice that Terry Wait. Nudges the southern one, goes, that's her.
Phoebe does the eyes.
Phoebe does the eyes at them.
Can we restart the bit? I have something I better I want to say.
If it's so good, if it's so good, then yeah, okay, fuck okay. yeah, I'll do it.
We all.
Do you want me to throw you up first?
Yes.
All right. So middle fingers in the nope.
middle
fingers in the air.
Oh no.
Middle fingers. Fantasy.
They
fingers.
Call me the Fingler.
Oh, that's gross.
Oh my god.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Middle fingers in the air, backing Grianna up. She steps out into the clearing, ready for a brawl, and says,
Bippity beep, go eat some meat.
I thought Blondies were supposed to be sweet.
And having won the diss battle, let's see if you can win the real fight,
and then
motherfuckers.
We all rep pose.
So, they see you.
But we all rap pose.
Terry and Southern sort of nudge each other because they recognize Phoebe. The other two were sort of there and ready and waiting because they knew that you were coming. And let's get everyone to go ahead and roll initiative.
Telepathically to Terry, Phoebe also says, I'm going to get you,
I exploded!
You
nice.
My first
I exploded.
Was literally on the side because it got caught in the set. In the
I
middle,
exploded.
In the corner. You exploded too?
Yeah.
I got an unnatural 20.
Cool.
So I go third.
It's this plus one.
Plus your dexterity.
Plus three.
Oh, so 9.
Okay, sorry. There's a lot more of us on this initiative board this time. 1, 2.
Are we gonna have to fight like a whole horde of cultists?
4, I don't know, are you?
Yeah.
If the blonde girl's there, is she not gonna try to talk to us?
She is mid-ritual.
Oh.
She is 100% invested in what is happening before her.
What about, like,
you can see her speaking and she's not saying anything. The rock is also in this chained circle, intently focused.
Telepathically, I'm like, what are you doing? What's going on? What's
mm-hmm.
going on? What's going
so,
on? Look over
so
here.
So, Zil, nat 20?
Yeah.
And then, Phoebe, you got high?
She got
I got a natural 20.
All right, do you guys want to decide?
She can go first.
Okay.
I don't like going first.
And then, what did you get, Kai?
A natural 20.
Just
lay down. Okay. And then, what'd you get?
9.
Okay.
Powering up our magic.
Yeah.
So, fucking goddamn it. I got a 17, a 4, a 3.
Oh, good.
And a 2.
So these are the guards, the cultist guards?
Yeah, these are the cultists. Alrighty, Zil, looks like the party's gonna start with you.
Okay, so, how far away is she from me?
50 feet.
50 feet?
Maybe even closer to 60.
And if I wanted to move closer, I'd have to go through cultists?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I guess I'll just do... I'm just going to do sword burst on one of them. Are they within 5 feet of each other? Like, two of them?
Yeah. I'm in the center, too.
Center, I'm...
Terry and Southern.
I'm going to hit those two.
All right, you go to hit Terry and Southern.
They have to make dexterity saving
throw.
Okay.
They stole our weed, Kai. They stole it.
Huh?
They stole our weed.
So one got a 12 and one got an 11.
Neither of them are good.
Whip. Okay, cool.
Okay, they're going to take 8 hit points each.
Okay, cool. So, R.I.P. Terry. And Southern is...
Oh my gosh, Terry.
That's what you get for stealing our weed.
Oh, God.
You don't even know that.
I told her. Yeah, she just whispered it. So you see Terry collapse to the ground, and Southern also follows, but is managing to, like, try and, like, he's kneeled down, but is not totally out for the count. Phoebe.
I'm going to Eldritch Blast that blondie. All right. Because I can reach.
Okay.
60 feet? 14.
Unfortunately, that is not a hit.
Yes.
All right, so then we are down to Kai.
Per usual, I go into rage.
All right, Kai rages out.
I've got my trusty Morning Star, and I'm going for, it's the southern one that's still alive.
Mm-hmm.
Barely.
Mm-hmm.
I go for him, and I go, this is for stealing my rent money.
All right, so... You actually have advantage because he's prone on the ground. So just roll two dice, pick the higher number.
Okay,
the
first one was 14. Second one was 6.
Well, the 14 hits.
Well, it's 14 plus 7 anyway.
So. That also hits.
Okay, so 1d8 plus...
You have the minuses to strength, though, remember.
So how does that affect...
What's your damage right now?
It's plus... Or it's 1d8 plus 4.
What is your strength number right now?
Plus 4.
Okay, then you're just going to subtract 1 from the damage.
Oh, okay. Well, then I'll just add plus 1 because I get plus 2 to all damage.
Oh, okay.
1d8 plus 4, so that's 9 damage.
All right. It had one hit. He had one hit point left, so RIP Southern, you make him meet his friend Terry in the sky.
You make him meet.
You make him meet. Bippity bee.
You made
go eat
him
some meat.
Yeah,
I'm so sad. Beep, you made him meat.
And with that, oh, sorry, I have to take both of them off, my 2 yes. and my 3. And
Brianna
with that,
hasn't done anything, and 2 people are dead.
Hey, that's what a good boss does.
I've been overseeing this whole thing.
So this cultist is rolling a 4, and sees that Kai seems to be a woman with a... mace and vengeance also in her heart, and tries to go and swing for you, but your raged out mind is too quick to dodge. Brianna.
Javelin to the heart.
Javelin to the heart.
Yo, too late, baby, I'm rolling. Oh, a 21.
Yay, a 21 hits. Go ahead and roll damage.
And my damage is...
Wait, that's a wrong
dice.
And the fucking
no,
damage.
You had the right die before.
This is a
no.
D.
Okay.
Oh,
a D4?
My God. Yes.
It's the triangle.
That's what I picked up before, oh. And then you said it was wrong.
No, you picked up the D8.
What?
I picked
anyways.
This up.
Okay. And the fucking damage is... I roll a damage, so it's 3 plus 3. It's a 6. I
yeah.
have 6 damage. Damage is 6.
All right. So, you javelin this man through his... You javelin this man through his upper thigh, and you actually see it protrude through the other side, and this man
pretty
just
gross.
Has a javelin in his leg now.
Pretty gross.
And that's super chill. And the other cultist at this point is going to try and get at Kai, because Kai is the only person near them. Everyone else is doing range, as you are slowly getting used to. And you, 20 hits. Not natural, so you're not going to get a bunch of extra damage done to you, but that is another 7 damage.
Which one did this thing?
Just one of them boys.
It's a year-old joke now.
Sorry. Well, it'll never be
dead.
But
yeah.
It will certainly be old.
It's back up to me.
Yes, it is.
2 of them are up.
Mm-hmm.
Can everyone pass them now because they're busy?
You can try, but they're gonna... If you pass them in range, they're going to get an attack of opportunity. That is
so
how that works.
Where are they now? Can you show me on a paper?
You see this?
Yes.
Same place? Because Kai came to them.
Okay, can you put Kai on there so I know where everybody is? Sorry, I just want to know where everybody is. Okay.
Kai. 1, 2.
Okay, I can't try to sneak past them?
You can try to stealth past them.
Can I?
Yes. You have to disengage, and then stealth. And that then you won't be able to take an action this turn.
20, not net.
You sneak past them.
Hell yeah.
And that is the end of your turn. Phoebe, we are down to you.
Same thing, Eldritch Blast, Blondie.
So you're gonna be like, same thing, I would like to see.
23.
23 to hit?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead and roll your damage.
4.
So you notice that it goes to impact her, but there's sort of a shimmer. It almost bounces and dissipates mm-hmm. off of something that seems to be surrounding her magically.
Mm, okay.
Who knows if you did damage to that thing, though?
Oh, you've been hitting the woman. I forgot about that.
Yeah, I'm trying to, like, stop the ritual.
Kai, down to you.
That's when I'm going closer.
I hit the one that hit me. With my morning star.
Bless up. Let's go.
Oh, and that is a 25.
That'll hit. Real quick, do we remember if the one that Griana hit is the one that hit you? Just say one. Just give me a one or two.
One.
All right. You're going to hit number one.
Okay. And the damage. Ooh, it's a 10 damage.
All right, and with that, you completely one-shot that cultist. from life and into death. Kai, the berserker, as always. That was a good move. Mm-hmm. I'd give it a 8.5 out of 10.
I'd give it a 9.
Yay. Oh, well, that's nice. Yeah. All right, thanks, then we are down to dead as hell. Griana.
Yes.
There is one cultist left standing.
Javelin
it.
There's one cultist left?
Yeah, but that's not in the chained circle.
I'll throw my javelin.
Okay, you throw your javelin at it.
9.
All right. Plus anything, or is that the total?
That's the total.
Unfortunately, it goes a little bit wide and lands right next to his feet. Thwing, sticking right out of the ground. Owen Wilson has those. We are down to the last cultist who is going to come after you, Kai, the destroyer of worlds. And that is a 9, so that's not going to do jack shit. So I guess the fear of seeing all of his friends pass may have affected his accuracy. Zil, we are back up to you.
I'm in range of her now, right?
Technically, yes.
30 feet?
Yep.
Tasha's hideous laughter on her.
Okay.
Yeah.
She has to make a wisdom saving throw. Does she have a disadvantage because she's concentrating on the thing? Or no?
So, does Tasha's hideous laughter do damage?
No, it makes people prone.
It
makes them start laughing uncontrollably so they can't do anything else.
I'm going to go ahead and say that unfortunately does not take effect. I'm very sorry.
Every time I try, I'm going to get rid of this spell.
Tasha's hideous laughter is,
no. I can't use it on anything.
Is a touch and go spell, for sure.
I wish it went through.
It's a creature of my choice that I can see.
There is a magic barrier. Would you like to make an investigation roll?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and roll an investigation. See if you can see the source of the barrier.
19 okay. plus 3.
You can actually see that the rock is holding the barrier up.
What rock?
The Vrock.
Oh, the Vrock. Where is he?
He is in the Property Brothers skin right next
to us. This rock straight up took someone's skin.
Let's
yeah.
go.
Yeah.
It came into my meat shop and was like smiling at me and touched my face.
Horrifying.
Yeah.
That was so bad. And I was
you
just
said
like,
you were perfect.
So you're perfect.
He went, that's what makes you beautiful.
He said, baby, you light up
my world like nobody. Phoebe, we are down to you.
All right, can I see the thing with the boys on it?
Yeah, let me cross out everyone who's dead now. Zil.
I'm not dead.
I know, I was putting you where you were.
I'm going
to... This is it.
I'm going to Eldritch Blast the bottom right chain boy.
Going to Eldritch Blast.
Just kidding, that's totally not going to hit.
Sweet. Love it.
But can I move closer also?
Yeah.
Cool.
And then
I'll
scoot
closer.
But you don't try to get tangled up in that fight.
Nope.
Yeah, so you go around. Okay. Then we are down to Kai.
Hi.
Hi, Kai.
Let's pick up this fight. Let's go.
Okay, sorry. Whatever. I'll kill the last one.
I'll just casually end this last one's life.
That's fine. Oh. Hell yeah, I got a 24.
I don't know, you're gonna have to roll higher than 2 damage, so...
Casual indeed.
I'm pretty sure she just gets that in bonuses. I'm pretty sure this is dead no matter what.
Oh, yeah, let's see. 7 plus 5, what's that, a 13?
So you send it to the next realm, that may be. How do you do it? You just bring it down? Like, you...
No, I literally walk over... Like, walk past him, swing at him, and then walk towards the blondie.
Oh, casual. You just take him out with a mace to the Morningstar.
Morningstar.
Mace is a... Nope. With a Morningstar to
breakfast
the gut.
Breakfast sausage.
Breakfast sausage. All right. To the gut, and you continue forward. Griana, it is you.
Javelin!
Who?
What?
Who?
The last guy left.
She just ended him.
Smashed him.
Oh. So as of right now, all that's left is seeming to be the ritual.
Onward towards the ritual.
Okay. So what are you doing?
What exactly can I... Are they still in the middle of their ritual?
Mm-hmm.
I go up to Blondie.
You have to get through these chain boys first.
Okay, but I want to go to Blondie and just push her.
They're going
to
stop you.
All
right.
One of the chain boys.
Okay, well, they'll get in your fucking way.
Javelin to the chain boys.
Javelin to the chain boys. Okay.
Chain boys, come here. Javelin to you.
A javelin to you as well.
A javelin to you, my lady.
How many rounds did we fight? 3?
I think that was 4.
I'm going after the chain boys.
Javelin that chain boy.
All right, and 5, 6, 7, 10 plus 4. 14.
That is going to hit. Go ahead and roll damage.
Yes.
7.
Jeez, okay. So you do 7 damage to one of the chain boys by stabbing it with your javelin. Were you aiming for a specific place?
Immediate death place.
All right, so you stab it towards its chest, and you don't quite hit the main gates, but you do hit some of the secondary important stuff.
Oh, God, that's pretty bad.
And then it is down to... Oh, we're going to get to... We get to... Since we've hit the end of initiative, we actually get to crank this up.
Oh, I've been doing Eldritch Blast wrong. I'm supposed to get 2 things, so that's future reference.
Oh, that's good.
I get to do 2 things.
Yeah.
That's cool. As I walk past the boys who were in my house, I take my weed back.
That's smart.
I get my weed back.
Cool. I was going
to... And you find another letter.
Yeah,
dear mom.
Dad's sick.
I joined this cult to make some extra money.
I wish you guys didn't get a divorce.
Liz was mad that I did that. All right. You now see that Blondie sort of turns her head to the side and gets a grip of the situation.
Now?
And she...
Phoebe slipping
off. She thought that the others would have been able to take you guys. She did not think perhaps that highly of you.
She's
and
the worst.
Isn't
she?
I'm going to chop off her head.
All right. Well, let's see. Let's see, guys. She looks to the property brother and says...
In quotes.
To the property brother and says, could you please take care of this? And you see the rock turn towards the four of you with these smiling eyes. And
Dwayne
you hear him
rock.
Whisper in your
Dwayne
ears.
Rock Johnson.
Finally. And you watch as he rips apart the property brother's skin.
Oh.
And leaves it completely.
Oh.
So just shreds of skin are standing underneath the giant raven creature. As the four other chain boys drop their chains as well.
Chain boys!
And turn their attention to you. And now they got eyes on your prize, and I'm going to add them to initiative.
Is he still in the little bubble?
Oh, shit.
He pulled it down, so it's her. She's alone. She's...
Is Blondie in initiative?
Nope.
She's still doing her shit.
Telepathically.
So if I wanted to cast a spell, I could.
Yep, but I get to go first because the Vrock crit. Yep.
We crit.
Oh, yeah.
Classic the Vrock crit.
Two of us crit.
I'll let you do what you want.
Thank you.
But telepathically, I go in the Vrock's head and I go, I can do it too. It's not that impressive.
Okay, good. Good. Just to keep
rip
it clear.
Apart skin.
No, like talk in people's heads.
Oh.
Phoebe rips open her skin and there is another Vrock inside of her. But this one has 2 guns.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
You thought I was Phoebe all along, but I'm not. I'm the Brock Johnson III.
Dwayne the Brock Johnson.
Get out. Get out. The hit movie by Jordan Peele.
Thinking
Get
it
out.
Too.
What?
So I was thinking it the
yeah,
whole
we,
time
we
too.
Were all
come on,
the Brock Johnson. All right.
You can't blame us.
I almost named a character. Never mind. I'm probably gonna
what?
Do it.
No, what?
I want to name a character Geff Joldblum. But
yeah.
Please,
yes, please, please, please.
Yes, Kate May, you are realizing the pure joy that comes from naming.
All right. So, with this fun party getting started, you see the Rock turn its attention to the four of you, as if meeting with long lost friends. And it opens its mouth.
Not to you.
And a terrible, terrible noise comes out.
Cooper's
that's
ears.
It.
And it's and with it, nope. We're gonna back up.
It says yiff.
And so after breaking out of the skin, the vor.
Oh my God.
I vor.
The most disturbing sound comes out of its mouth. Hey, you guys up for some vor?
You guys want to do some vor?
You guys want to...
Is
it a vor?
Hey, vor.
I'd really like to just vor you.
All right, so back to my fantasy podcast.
Sorry. Maybe.
Oh, God, we're crumbling. So, I don't know why we can't. All right.
And if you close your eyes, it always feels like nothing at all.
All right. The Rock stares at you guys, and his wings sort of stretch out as if cooped up in that skin this whole time. And you see it sort of shake out its feathers, and from its feathers come these spores in the air, black and drifting, and coming straight for you.
Someone woke up on the Rock's side.
As it comes towards you, I need everyone to roll a constitution
yeah.
saving throw.
I got
8.
19.
Oh, wait,
21.
15.
21.
All right, who did not pass 14?
Oh, I got 21. I was just scratching my head.
Okay. What'd you get, Kai?
What do I add? Oh.
Constitution.
But I have a +7 in saving throw. Oh, actually, I have a +8, so it's 19 plus 8. That's a 27.
All right, so Kai's real good. What'd you get, Liz?
15. I just made it.
Nice. Barely.
No,
all it. Right. So, Brianna, you seem to be the only... Oh, I shit. I need to roll for
I
your...
Shit.
You
shit? You just
no,
shit?
No, you
I
need
shit.
To roll to
shit.
See if... Tyga is affected, and you need
Iga?
To roll to see if Koopa is affected.
Koopa.
So now I roll for Koopa.
Yeah.
Phoebe rolls for her Koopa. Secret pet.
I
she
got
all
for him.
Yeah.
Do I just use mine?
No, you're, he's going to get a +3 to his constitution
dragon.
Saving throw.
Its name is Gex.
Oh my God, no. Get out.
Phoebe
points.
Joins the cultists.
I got...
All
right, everyone. I got 15.
All right, so Iga's good.
Yeah.
And Cooper is going to take 5 points. Of necrotic damage.
Oh damn.
Poison damage. And Brianna.
Yeah.
You take 10 points of poison damage.
That's really bad.
And remind me, at the end of every single one of your turns, you have to keep rolling or you will keep taking damage. Because poison is a residual effect. Poison and you are becoming not very good friends.
No.
Yeah.
Just like...
Yeah, that's rough.
Yeah.
Cool. And the rest of you cool. fucking made it.
Yeah.
Dorks. Zill, it's your turn.
So I can cast something on her if I want.
Yes, you can try.
Can I cast Hold Person?
Yes, you
would
can try.
Would she have a disadvantage if she's doing... Because she's, like, focusing?
She'll have to make a concentration throw, but it's not a disadvantage.
Hey, it's a wisdom saving throw.
Okay. That is an 18 plus 2.
I'm just not going to be a wizard anymore.
Okay, that's cool.
You're not a wizard.
Oh no! You and Molly can join Will Wheaton's sad cult.
It's okay.
But I didn't roll that.
I'm having
oh,
fun.
Oh, would you like me to roll in front of you? Do you think I'm lying?
No, I don't think you're lying.
Okay.
It just sucks.
Dice Man, happy International Tabletop Day. Phoebe, we're down to you.
I'm going to try an Eldritch Blast that hoe again.
Eldritch Blast that hoe.
Blast that hoe for me.
Blast that hoe for me. 20
hits.
Yes.
And I get to do two, right?
Yep.
Okay, do I roll again to see if a second one hits? Or do I just... They both hit.
They both hit.
Okay, and they're both D10s. One. Seven.
Of course. Of course.
Eight damage.
All right, so you do eight damage to her, and she's going to have to roll a concentration saving check to see if she maintains her grip on the spell, and unfortunately does not.
Good.
Yeah, she has actually snapped out of it, and she turns her attention to you guys with a frustrated huff.
I probably should have focused the rock. I'm realizing this now, but it's fine.
As they are added to initiative. And, sorry, how many points again?
Eight.
Okay.
200.
Yeah. Some characters in D&D have way more hit points than 200.
Wow.
Just as a fun little fact.
What?
Holy shit.
And then we are down to our first cultist. And our first cultist is going to go for who's up here and ready to party. I know that Phoebe took steps forward. I know Zil took steps forward. And Kai and Griana have not quite caught up yet.
Can I step back?
Nah. Nah, you can't. Let's just be fair and roll 1d4. Oh, God. Odd, Zil, evens, Molly.
Mm-hmm.
I will do it in front of you so I am not accused.
Odds,
Zil, Liz does an 8 plus, does a 10 hit?
No.
I guess neither of us can whack each other with a stick now, can we? with that, we are down to Kai.
Can I take my Morningstar, run, and hit the blondie?
No, and here's why.
Okay.
Blondie. For Brock. There's like a line of people in front of her at this point.
Oh, God.
Of chain boys and Rocks, the Rock Johnsons.
Yes.
Waiting and ready to tear you apart.
All right, well, as per usual, I go into rage.
All right, you rage out.
That was a week.
I'm going to rage. The storm is really like.
Yeah.
This is a really intense.
Wake me up.
You know, for an intense round of combat. Okay, I guess I'll go for who's closest to me.
A cultist and the Rock, Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Love it.
I'm not trying to piss off the Rock yet. I'm gonna go for the cultist just as a warm up hit.
All right, warm up hit me.
Warm up, hitcha!
Wow.
I wish I knew why they were doing this. I'm so curious.
And does a 16.
Boy, does it ever. Roll your damage.
Dope. That is 7 plus 5.
Okay.
What's that, 12?
You end its life. It's almost merciful in a way.
High five.
Thank you, Bruno.
Kai the Morningstar.
Trusty Morningstar.
Yep. And with that, we are back down to, you are gone. And we are down to another cultist, and it is going to go for Kai.
Of course.
16, 18 is going to hit you because your AC is 17. Nope, that's only 1d6. What am I thinking? That is 4 plus 1. You're going to take 5 damage. I'm trying.
Oh, you cut my shoulder and I bled a little bit.
And then after that, it is down to Griana.
Griana.
Yum.
All right, javelin. Because I'm all out of I don't have any of my weapons, so I'm just relearning.
You don't have spells?
I have one spell, and it is...
All right.
She has
Lesser Restoration.
That's healing. That's a healing spell.
And then I have Detect Magic, Speak with Animals, Good Berry, that's all.
Okay, so those are going to come in handy.
I just forgot to ask if I could do something with my thing in my journal.
Yeah, okay.
I wanted to have, a backup trigger for it.
Okay.
That, I could do if I wanted to, but if I can't do that, that's cool.
I'll have to read Glyph of Warding.
I get to decide what triggers the glyph when I cast, as I'm casting the spell.
Which I think that means only one thing gets to trigger it.
Okay, whatever.
I mean, I don't care. You can do both.
Even though it's in the case.
That's whatever.
No, it's. Do what you want. Brianna, what's up?
Okay. I'm gonna take a javelin and 16 plus 4 is 20.
Nice, that hits.
And then damage is 5.
All right, so you do 5 damage to, you were aiming for the cultist?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you managed to kill the cultist who had been wounded already.
Yes!
Effectively taking him off the board as
wow.
well.
What does this mean? We have 2 more cultists left?
And then Blondie steps up to the playing board.
Oh, God. Let me hold my hoops.
Hold your hoops.
I'm wearing hoops today.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Hold them.
And she looks out to the crowd of you and, like, still holding this circlet in her hand, looks at you, Brianna.
Uh-huh.
And fires off this spell. She is... I'm going to need you to succeed on a dexterity saving throw to try and get the fuck out of the way as a black flame shoots at you.
13.
And that's not gonna go.
Okay.
It was a 14.
Wow. Oh, that's
so great. Sorry. That just barely did not fly for you. Mm. And you are going to take... Where is my other D8?
God, if I just get out of this battle right now, if I just get knocked out again.
You are going to take 13 points of necrotic damage as you are whacked.
Okay, guys. Oh.
And I forgot that at the end of your turn, you need to make another constitution saving throw, so go ahead and make that now, too.
All right, and also, guys, I have 12 health left.
Oh, gosh.
Good thing you have all those healing spells you were just sad about.
6.
9.
That's a 9.
So, yeah, never that. So, 9 plus...
Constitution? Say,
constitution, so 11.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. Yeah, I get it.
Hey, it's only 3.
So I'm down to 9. Can I eat my good berries now, or should I
On your turn, you can, yeah.
So,
great,
thank you.
And then we're back up to rock me, baby, one more time. Shot through the rock, and you're to blame, darling. You give rocks a bad name.
Yeah.
And, Kai, you may have not had eyes for this rock, but this rock doth have eyes for you.
Damn it!
And, I need to know, does a 14 hit?
No.
So, unfortunately, its first set of talons hit, but its second talons are coming for you, and that's an even lower score. And frustrated with that whole... thing. That was its whole turn and it fucked it up real bad.
Missed me.
It
bitch.
Fucked it up real bad. And then I actually have to roll a d6 to see if that spell recharges, and it don't. So we are down to Zil.
Oh. What is Blondie doing?
Blondie has like turned her attention to you guys, but she is behind a row of cultists and rock. And Zil, right before your turn, you actually hear a crack of lightning as this black lightning bolt strikes the ball that has began to manifest in the center.
Can I deduce if I would be able to hit the ball? Anything would happen if I hit it?
Yeah, roll an arcana check.
Um, 13.
That could possibly interrupt what's going on.
Okay. I'm gonna do that then. I'm gonna hit it with a magic missile.
Okay, go for it.
Five, 3, that's 8, and then plus 4 is 12.
Alright. So...
all 3 are going to do it.
Alright, so you hit it with 12? Okay. So you hit the center ball, and you actually watch the sort of force impact sort of move it in the air. And you see that there's almost like tears in this binding.
Good.
Yeah, in this thread, right? The threads of this started to fray. And Phoebe, we are down to you.
All right, I'm going to cast Hunger of Hadar.
Yeah.
I got a 17. It's like an area spell.
So then how many?
How many?
How many areas?
Just the one. You want to read that?
Yeah.
I'm going to concentrate it on the middle of the cult. Actually, technically, I guess that's like a 21 with my spell casting. So
I'm gonna do that to the middle where everybody is. Not us, but like where the chain boys and the girl are. And I don't know if the rock's in there. Also, I step back a bit. It's a really cool, spooky spell, and I'd really like to do that.
Yep. Wow. This is a nice boy.
Phoebe, I want to do something cool and strong.
Phoebe is probably gonna do something cool and strong. Jesus, okay. So you've opened a gateway between, to the dark between the stars. And it's also known as a region infested with unknown horrors, actually.
Wow.
And a 20-foot radius sphere of blackness and bitter cold has descended inside this orb as well. So inside the dome is another smaller circle, and from that circle is darkness and milky white tentacles.
No, please don't say milky.
And,
wait, say that again.
Sorry, the void is filled with a cacophony of soft whispering and milky white tendrils, or tentacles, if you like.
Hentai.
The tentacles roar.
The tentacles trying to swallow everything by it. And so there's now a warp in the fabric of time and space, and the area can now be considered difficult terrain, and any creature that is starting their turn in it is going to take 2d6 cold damage. And so that doesn't actually happen right away.
Okay.
So they're going to have their turn to get the fuck out, I think,
mm-hmm.
Now that I'm reading it intensely. Any creature that ends its turn in the area must... if you start your turn, you take 2d6 cold damage, and if you end, you take 2d6... acid damage, because the tentacles will love you. Will love on you. Okay, so 2d6. 2d6 at start and end. 1 cold, 1 acid.
Okay. Yes.
Phoebe fucking tears this joint up. And... and at the beginning of the next person's turn, the cultist, would you like to roll the d6s, or would you like me to?
You can.
Okay. So, on his turn, he is going to take 6 damage and then try to hit Kai and then get the fuck out of there. So, Kai, you're the only melee fighter. You're the only one there.
Oh, I'm sorry. Didn't mean to hurt you.
Fine. Yeah, you're in there. You're in that.
Get out. Nothing else.
Okay.
No. Get the fuck out.
Jordan Peele. an 18's going to hit you, so that is another 4 damage.
Ah.
Okay. Cultists, they whine.
Phoebe yells.
All bark, no bite, I tell ya.
Don't worry about it, baby.
There's some fucked up tentacles in there. I think maybe you should get out.
Yeah, I'm pissed at the guy who just hit me, and now it's my turn. So, I got my trusty Morningstar.
At the beginning of your turn, you take 10 damage. It's a 6 and a 4.
Wait, what?
It's a 6 and a 4.
You started your 2d6. Turn in the dome.
I'm sorry. It's a 6 and a 4.
Sorry.
I'm so sorry. I didn't think I'd roll that high.
So that's like a total of 14 damage?
No, you take 10 damage, and it's cold damage. Are you resistant to that when you rage?
Mm-mm.
Sorry.
It's okay.
The next thing is
has little icicles on his ears.
That's true, but you're holding him close to your body, so he seems to be a little bit unaffected.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna get that bitch with my morning star.
Who's that bitch?
The tentacle thing.
Oh, well, you can't hit the tentacle thing. Well, you could try.
Well, okay, wait. What? I thought it wasn't one of the cultists?
One of the cultists did hit you for a total of 3 damage. 4 damage, I think. So, but yeah, take him out.
All right, taking him out. Because you pissed me off. Yeah, 17 plus 7, that's a 24.
Roll damage.
Oh, well, 6.
He has joined the stars as well. Goodbye, star boy. You actually see one of the tentacles take his dead body.
Ew.
And bring it into the beyond.
What the heck?
And you...
Wait, the beyond? What's from Shrek?
Yeah, throws up.
The upside down.
Oh.
Underdark is an actual D&D thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did a whole campaign about that.
Yeah. So your milky white tendrils took a dead cultist and took it.
They took it?
Yeah, they just took it. It took it into the beyond.
They slurped him.
That's from my god. Phoebe does that.
That's
from my demon god.
Yep.
She says that in canon.
Oh, God.
And she blows a kiss to the sky, but
then
again to the ground.
All right, so the three of you hear, that is for my demon god, as Phoebe blesses up to the sky.
That is for my demon god.
And it is the last remaining cultist's turn, who is going to take
enough damage to nearly kill him at the start of his turn, and then go and try to hit. I'm so sorry. You're the only one there. But a 10 doesn't hit.
No.
But his turn ends, so he's going to take another 2d6, and he perishes into the beyond. And with that, it is slurped. Brianna, slurp. Your turn.
Brianna throws up.
Brianna spins her action puking. All right.
No, but then she she looks at Blondie. She says, I'm going to match your spell with a spell of my own. Lesser Restoration.
And you cast a healing spell on yourself.
Thank you.
Okay, so Lesser Restoration.
Hold on, back pop, please.
No.
I'm really good at cracking backs. I can do it after
the you touch a creature so she can...
I touch myself.
So you end one disease or one condition afflicting it. The condition can be blinded, deafened, paralyzed, or poisoned.
Oh, sorry. Do good berries on
yourself. Do good berries.
I'm going to match your spell. So I'm going to match your spell with my spell.
So you make 10 good berries,
eat
them all.
10 good berries heal 10 in points. My mouth. I got 10 points back.
Yep.
19.
19 hit points?
Serious.
Some of your friends have healing spells, just so you know.
Thank you.
And it is down to Blondie, and Blondie has rolled a perception check to see if she could find who was disrupting her ritual. And she did, in fact, succeed. Especially since you weren't, like, stealth doing it. Also, have you stealth magic. But,
quiet.
She best be taken...
I put silencers on my fingers.
She best be taking that tentacle damage.
Does she take tentacle damage?
She's in there.
She's gonna take tentacle damage.
Phoebe is so thrilled. I fucking hate her.
And is going to try and spin the game around and cast Hold Person on you.
Okay.
Whoa.
So, let's fucking do this.
There's a blonde girl on your cover screen with, like, blue magic coming out of her hand.
Ooh.
What saving throw is it again?
She looks nice.
It's wisdom, right?
Blondie, though.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm probably not gonna... It's probably not gonna do it. It was a 10.
Unfortunate.
Yeah.
Sorry, I start all my sentences with unfortunately when I give you guys bad news.
Well, it is unfortunate.
Yeah.
And with that, don't worry, her concentration can be broken, as once proved before. But you feel your body begin to stop moving of its own will, and you are magically held in place. The other news is that she can't cast other magic while that spell's on you.
Also, I get to make a saving throw on my turn.
Yeah. And with that, it is back up to,
Does she take damage?
No.
You're right,
at
she
the
does
beginning
take damage.
And
yeah, thank you. With that,
they
she takes
me.
Another... Thank you for... You please remind me every time, because I'm not gonna...
It's a rock boy.
Phoebe telepathically is like, this was special for you.
Oh, that's scary.
Slurp.
And actually, at the end of her turn, she, begins walking towards you. And with that, we're back up to Rock Me Baby one more time.
Does he take damage?
Yes, he takes damage. which is good because he literally hasn't taken damage in this fight yet.
Do you take
And is going to see if his spell... No, that has to be the end of the turn. Damn it. Is going to try to talons into beak once again. The only fighter within range, my love of my life.
Someone please toss him.
Actually, no. That's actually incredibly untrue. This Brock is intelligent and is trying to get the fuck out, as was what's her face. They're both trying to leave this milky tendril hell. And this milky tendril hellscape that was way worse than what they made. And
they didn't know
who they were fucking with. Take them the fuck out.
I didn't know that.
You touch my beanbags, you die.
Yeah, I'm getting new dice.
Oh, are they not doing well? I thought Liz was like, well, pack up for the night.
Zill's dead.
Well, Zill's gone. I was like, oh.
Not on my watch.
You guys will see a new character next time.
Called.
All those dice are so dope.
Called
Ton Travolta.
Ton Travolta. Everyone's catching on to this.
Yeah, she's starting a crazy new craze.
What the
heck? Has stepped out of Milky White Tendril Hell.
Okay.
And as has Blondie pretty much. She's gonna start her term in it and then move out of it.
Okay.
For the next. So, but has actually got his eyes on the two magic users. who are standing relatively close to each other, methinks. Right?
I moved back instead of my last turn to get, like, far away.
You did. Some of you are not close to each other. Here.
Hunger of Hater had a far range, so I wanted to step back.
Tell me where everyone is. So Kai's in this...
I'm where I was before.
In this bullshit. So you're pretty close to this bullshit, but not quite. You're back here?
I'm back behind where the dead corpses are. Like, there.
That's like a 50-foot range, but okay. Whatever the range of Hunger of Hadar was.
It is far.
Kai, you're, like, right the fuck in there. You actually will start your turn in the milky white tendril
madness.
Yeah, it's
got a 150-foot range.
Oh, fuck.
What the fuck?
And then, Brianna, where do you want to be?
So are we all in this?
No, you're not.
Oh, hell yeah.
Agree. Where does Brianna want to be in the milky hot tendril?
I think you were, like, around here. This is milky white. The cow from Into the Woods. And,
like
and where are you? God. You're, like, here?
Yeah, put me there.
Okay. Cool. So, then we're going to do it like this. You two are the closest out of range, out of Milky Tendril in range to Vrock. We are going to split it up. Attack, move, and then attack. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's
no.
a thing.
You can only attack and move, or move
so
and attack.
Yeah, so we're gonna choose odd or evens.
Evens.
Okay. Alright. So, the Vrock... That means you won, though? No, that means you lost.
That means
I
probably lost.
Yeah, that means you lost. Sorry, Liz.
It's okay.
Dice aren't in your favor tonight, and I feel sad.
I brought out a set of my DMing dice.
Oh, good.
That'll change things.
Okay. So this is going to be two attacks. The first is a miss.
Okay.
Oh, actually, I'm sorry. Both of you get advantage because you're prone. Bad news. Bad news bears. That is a 13 naturally and a 19 not naturally.
Okay, they both hit.
So, well, that was the first roll, and then the second was an 11 plus 6 was 16. So they're both going to hit. We're going to roll damage. How many hit points do you have right
42.
Now?
42.
Oh, fuck you. So, yeah, I'm ready to party.
Only gotten hit once.
So the first attack, you take 13 damage.
Okay.
And the second attack, I don't feel bad anymore. What the fuck is this shit? And the second, you take 12 for a total of 25 damage. And with the thing out of the Milky White disaster...
Oh, now I'm at 17, so...
Well, oh, Jesus, okay. It is your turn again.
Okay.
And make your roll. Throw. Yep. May the odds be ever in your favor.
15 plus it's wisdom, right? 419.
Yeah, you're up.
Is that my whole action or?
Yeah, unfortunately that is your action. But the whole person is disrupted. Way quicker than I thought it'd be. Damn it. Phoebe, we are down to you.
Do I just keep it up or can I like do other stuff while I
Is it a concentration spell?
Let's look. How would I tell? Will it say?
It'll say.
Duration, concentration, up to 1 minute.
Yep. So you have to. You cannot cast other spells. Will that baby's trucking?
Okay. Is anyone still in there,
woman?
Yeah, Blondie's gonna start her.
She'll
turn
have to take 2d. I'll keep it up then, just for her.
That's not a bad idea. So you focus on maintaining. Kai.
I'm going for Blondie.
All right. You
keep her in there.
Okay.
2d6 damage though. If she's still in there.
Oh, yeah, she's still in there. Yeah, so you're going to start with taking 2d6 damage, and I'm in charge of rolling that. So that is 9.
Ah! I hate this thing.
Potion.
I know.
And you move in for Blondie.
Morningstar that bitch. And I got a 22.
That's going to hit.
Six.
Six damage, not bad though. And so you do successfully graze her in the shoulder with your Morningstar, and she is like upset that someone is close to her in a very big way. Because obviously she's a magic user and does not like close range shit. And we are down to Brianna.
You don't like close range shit?
Nope.
Wait, do you want to move out? Do you want to move out of it before your turn ends?
Yeah. Oh, can I?
You can't move, attack, and then...
You can attack and move. She moved up to her speed?
No, I haven't. I did not move that.
As long as you don't move up to your speed, you can still move.
She's pretty close to the edge of it, so I say you could get out of it. You can leave.
Okay.
Where's the Brock?
But she will get an attack of opportunity.
Where's the Brock? Is he out?
He's out next to Liz, Zill, eating her alive.
Oh. What?
Oh.
Yeah.
You serious, man?
Yeah.
Pretty much. All right. He took like a chunk of meat out of Zill's shoulder.
All right. I'm going to.
In a hot way.
I leave.
Oh my gosh, get off my friend. I'm going to go to the Brock.
Okay.
With my javelin.
Hell yeah.
How has nobody been taking care of this? He took a chunk of meat out of Zill.
I'm sorry, I had to keep
He's just been eating her. And we're just ignoring this?
He's boring, Zill.
Oh, yeah.
Mike Look Spike. At that.
Okay, I'm going over there with my javelin. All right. I'm going to straight up, with my hand, go into him.
Stab
with
it.
My javelin, I'm stabbing him.
Hell yeah.
5, 6, 7, 8.
I was a cheerleader. 5, 6, 7, 8.
18.
18 hits. Roll damage.
18 hits. Let's make it
7.
All right, you do another 7 points of damage. And that brings it down to that number, which I'm not going to say out loud.
Yes.
And so you do manage to like stab it and take out. You do manage to stab it and create a sort of gash in one of its wings.
Does it stop eating?
It has turned its attention towards you, great. And with that, it is Blondie's turn, and she steps out of the void and back into your face, which is a little bit weird. But she's like all in your fucking face.
Because she take damage of the
started slurp? In, yeah.
She's gonna have to take that tentacle.
Damage. She's gonna have to take that tentacle slurp.
That's fine. Yeah. Take that tentacle slurp.
Shake that. Hope you like that.
Shake that tentacle.
That's what you get
slurp.
For right. being rude to me in public.
This is gonna be a very important roll.
Okay.
To hit. That's a natural 19. So, she reaches forward. And she grabs your Morningstar arm.
Okay.
And you feel this sheer necromantic energy surge from her and into you.
Oh my gosh.
And you are going to take. How many hit points do you have right now?
39.
Cool. You are going to take 26 points of necromantic damage as she wrecks your fucking shit.
Rips off your arm.
You.
It.
I'm not gonna say the C word.
Roll constitution. Saving throw.
We keep.
Someone get that girl a potion.
15 plus 8.
You managed to keep holding on to the Morningstar though. Even right. though it feels like life has just been drained from your arm.
All right, as long as I've still got my trusty.
She doesn't rip her arm off. Does
no,
she?
No. Arm's still intact.
Phoebe said from the side, somebody get that girl a potion.
Somebody please get that girl a potion.
If you drink the potion, it restores full health?
No.
What does it do?
I got 2d4 plus 2. That's how much it restores.
Right. I use my good grade and I got 10 health.
She don't have too
how many
many
more spell slots do you have? If you can...
Me? Not many. I have spell slots I've been keeping track of.
Ugh, so. I hate her.
I have, like...
Is she the birthday present I bought you? The painting... The artwork?
No, she's that painting is much
God
more important.
Is that the God that we see at the end of the journey?
Nope.
Congratulations.
You have
you
made
have
it.
Made the journey.
Congratulations. You are all the winner of this month's challenge.
My God is RuPaul. And
mine's not. He's the devil.
Oh, no. All right, with that, we are
share,
back up to hashtag rock feelings. And since Zill and Griana are right next to each other, he is going to take one attack, beak to Zill, nom nom, and claws, talons to Griana as a defense. So, Zill does a natural 19 hit.
Oh, no.
No, okay.
No, it's that, like, hurt modifier.
Yeah, yeah. So that is...
Whenever I cast Magic Missile, I get...
6 damage?
All of the points back. Okay.
That's a fun Magic Missile effect.
Yeah.
That's nice. And that is a natural 2 for Griana.
Wow.
So that is... I cannot, I am not lying. I'm so sorry, Chris. So, unfortunately, the talons sweep wide and you manage to avoid them.
Great.
And we are down to Zill, who is out of her concentration hold person. And is, like, the Brock is, like, hashtag in your business.
Most powerful spell I have, they can't use it.
Oh, no.
Because it's... Right there.
It's right there.
Fuck me. I'm gonna move obviously away from it.
Okay, we'll get an attack of opportunity.
Fuck.
Never mind then. Doesn't matter either way. I'm gonna cast this as a third level spell.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna cast Snilok Snowball Swarm at it.
Ah, shit. Okay.
So each creature within the 5-foot radius sphere I create, so I'm gonna create it on him.
Okay.
Must make a dexterity saving throw, and they're gonna take 4d6 cold damage on a failed save or half as much on a success.
That is a critical miss. So double your dice.
Hell yeah. 32 damage.
Are you fucking serious?
Yeah, 32 damage.
Hell yeah.
Fucking snowballs galore.
Yay.
Whoa. The storm is not happening.
All right, so you absolutely berate it with snowballs, and it stumbles back a few steps, but then immediately rears its head back towards you.
Okay.
Still fucking ready to go. Phoebe, your turn.
I'm going to use Thorn Whip to yank that rock away from Zill. So
it is a large creature. So let's find out the minutia of
and
that.
And if the creature is large or smaller, you pull the creature up to 10 feet closer to you.
All right. I would say that that's fine then.
I rolled a 17.
That's going to hit.
Okay. And it takes 2d6 piercing damage.
All right. So let me know what that ends up being.
What level are you using it as?
It's a cantrip. But if I'm 5th level or higher... It takes 2d6. So, 3, 4.
All right. So, you yank it 10 feet closer to you as an attempt to get it off of Zill. And it works because you take it by one of its wings and just, like, yank it. Who knew that a gnome could be so strong? It was the magic in her heart all along. Hi, we are down to you, our fighter, who nearly just had her arm necromanced off.
Yeah, I'm gonna drink a healing potion that I have.
All right, what? 2d6?
2d4.
Okay.
2d2.
2d2. You get -3 hit points for taking a healing potion.
What?
No, just roll 2d4 plus 2.
2.
Yeah.
What?
2d2d.
2d. You roll R2d2 plus...
Plus C3.
Plus C3.
8 plus 4
is 12.
Yay!
Nice!
That's good.
That's super dope.
No, plus 2, so it's 10.
Thank you.
No problem.
Sorry.
Thank you. Sorry.
Hey, rules are rules.
We need them, or else.
I get 10.
These tentacles will run wild. God, that's such a creepy spell. I'm so happy. I got it today.
You got
right
it today.
Right before the session started, I was like,
so
I want
good.
That one.
Wait,
all
so
right.
You have tentacles?
Kai spins her turn, drinking a potion. Brianna, it is your turn. The rock was actually pretty much in essence just like pulled right past you.
So the rock's gone.
So it's a little bit behind you.
I'm gonna go finish the rock.
Finish the rock off.
All right.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, love rocks on.
Love rocks.
A portal to hell opens up and we all fall in. God.
All right. Party like a rock star. And I shove my javelin in. 17. Damage, yeah.
Oh,
damage is. What?
I thought you just said 17 damage, and I was like, let's talk.
I, 17, does that hit?
Yeah.
Alright, and then damage is 6.
Nice! Perfect. You whack-a-mole it.
Hell yeah.
And we are. Another slash of the wings to the collection. You know that it probably couldn't fly right now if it wanted to, just because its wings are so torn up. And
heck yeah.
We are down to Blondie. Blondie is, you've both agreed to kind of not fuck with each other. You both disengaged, because you had to disengage to drink the potion. Anyways, she is actually turning around and running back to her
shit.
Ritual. She's running back to her ritual, and she is like throwing herself back into it in
That's
an attempt
right.
to finish it before you guys can stop her. And then it is the Brock time. Celebrate Brock times. Come on. And
Zill is dead.
Zill is dead.
I tried to help. I yanked it away.
No,
I know. Zill was being eaten, and no one noticed.
All right. So,
I was like, what? Trade up her shoulder.
Sorry.
Loki's saying.
So Phoebe is not next to. Did you get closer to? Them to Thorn Whip?
No.
So I would say that you're not in this bubble. But who is in the bubble is Zill and Brianna.
Doesn't the woman take damage because she went back into the bubble?
She dispelled it to
oh.
do
okay.
the thorn pull.
Dang.
So the rock shudders its wings again, and the spores again come forth from it.
Gosh.
Everyone make a constitution saving throw and try to beat 14.
Exploded.
Nice, you fine.
Oh, yeah. My DM's 15. Nice.
You are both good.
Damn it!
18. 19.
Damn it. No, you're both fine. You're okay. Both not in the bubble. The rock, unfortunately, the spores don't fuck with you, so it's down to Zill's turn.
Fuck, she's going back.
Mm-hmm.
The rock's, like, in front of me still. But
yeah,
he's not
it's
on
10
me.
Feet away from you, so.
He's not on me.
No.
If I tried to get past it, it would have an attack of opportunity.
No, you could go around. Yeah.
I can go around. I want to fucking run up to this bitch.
Let me make sure. Range. Yeah, the reach is only 5 feet.
I want to count how many times we've
lost
a bitch in this episode.
I love women positivity, but I don't like this girl.
Yeah.
She's calling me.
She's so mean. She's tearing other women down.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what she's doing.
I'm gonna cast fucking Snillock again as a third level. Cause I got fucking three slots for third level.
What'd you cast in? Sorry.
Snillock again.
Oh, cool.
She has to make a dex saving throw, but she's not facing me also, so I just keep asking. Yeah, it's a dexterity saving throw.
That is a 5.
Okay, so they're gonna take...
Plus 2. 7. It's a 7.
I'm still gonna take 4.
But it's a 7.
But that still doesn't pass my 14.
Oh, but she's so close to damage.
Let's see. This is a 9. Let's see. That is a 9 plus 6 is 17. 17 plus 3 is 20. 20 damage. She dead?
Maybe.
Phoebe?
Yes! So,
finally.
And I just run, and I just put my hands forward, and snowballs galore.
Hell yeah.
So, beaten to death by snowballs.
the Zill way!
You see a few seconds, she uses her last few moments to sort of put her hand on what was happening in front of her. Everyone roll a perception check.
Crit failed.
Cool.
I was so focused on my spell.
17. Wait. Plus...
wisdom.
22.
19. 22.
Wisdom.
19. As she's dying, Phoebe's like, remember I said I was going to get you? We got
remember
you.
Remember I said I was going to get you? We got you.
We got
13.
You.
All right, so...
Can I stand over her and say something?
No, because it's not your turn. So the last... You managed to catch a glimpse as you notice, like, this flurry of snowballs happening. The sheer whiteness in the dark captures your attention. And once you see past it, is you see Blondie's hand reach out with this circlet she's been holding this whole time. And it sort of falls out of her hand and hits impact with this strand that has been fraying. And you see for just a moment, this portal opens.
Ooh.
It's not very large, about the size of, let's say, a microwave.
Okay.
And you see a face staring through at you.
What?
With confusion.
Oh my gosh.
And you see the
orange.
Purple skin of the dark elves, the drow. You see this dark purple skinned elf sort of look at you guys in confusion and like before even an emotion can recognize, it snaps shut again and the circlet falls to the ground. I am removing her from the initiative. Congratulations, you have killed her.
My god.
You have killed Blondie, and we are back up to the rock.
Wait, is the rock's turn? What?
Premature.
Is the rock's turn?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is.
Wait.
And, yeah.
Wait, she never told me why she did all this.
No,
I asked her when she woke me up with my butcher knife, and she said later.
She said hashtag later.
And she's dead now.
And
so.
She's dead now.
She might have also just been like later, but like she didn't mean later.
And
ask Phoebe's turn.
Yeah.
I run up, I take the bracelet.
You take the circlet.
Yeah.
It's a head. It's a very small.
I yoink it.
She puts it on her head.
Yeah.
I do that.
There is a pulsing magical energy to it.
Can I do an arcane check?
Yeah.
15. Plus... Oh, it's 20.
Wait, no. Actually,
yeah.
Roll a history check.
19. Okay.
Just for funsies.
I exploded.
Ooh.
Katie May. Katie May comes over and snaps my neck.
You're not allowed to know. I'm just coughing.
You're nasty.
Hey.
You're nice.
Hey, that's mean.
Phoebe grabs a circlet for her turn. Kai, we are down to you. There is a Brock still standing. I think with more hit points than all of you, so let's go.
All right, getting that Brock with my morning star.
All right.
I hate that I went southern.
Inspector Kai. All right. Prospector. That's what I was thinking.
Inspector Gadget.
That's your arch enemy.
On natural 20.
All right, that's going to hit. Go ahead and roll damage.
Let go.
No beatboxing
please
on my podcast.
Please do not make that noise.
Editor me just got mad.
4 plus fave is 9.
All right, so 9 damage. Now its wings are beginning to look a bit more like shreds. Brianna, we are down to you.
So I got a scimitar from that dead guy way back when,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know what damage, like what
I can
roll.
Tell you right now, it mm-hmm. is a, you're going to roll the same as what your short sword or whatever you usually use is to hit. Like you add that to hit.
My spear?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So you're going to add that, but then you were going to do 1d6 plus
3.
Yeah.
Okay. Eyes exploded!
Yay! Yay!
So 26.
Yeah, no, that's the thing, is if you crit, you automatically hit, and you're gonna roll double the amount of dice, so you're gonna roll 2d6 plus 3.
Can I use this d6?
Is she using
No, she's using this d6.
Huh. Thank you, all right. And
you can do it.
So sick, okay. All right, five and six?
Yeah.
5 and 6, plus the 9. Ooh, man, I'm hot. 3 each per d6 or just plus 3?
No, just plus 3.
Alright, so that
would
be 5. Wait,
why is it plus 3?
5 plus 6 plus 3?
What's your strength modifier?
For my spear, it's plus 3 damage. My strength modifier is plus 2. My
using
roll...
a spear?
It doesn't matter, 12 or 13.
Okay, great. So, it would be 5 plus 6 is 11 and plus 3 is 14.
How does Griana make this kill?
Woo!
I take the scimitar, and I run up, and I leap into the air.
Mm-hmm.
Freeze frame.
Mm-hmm. To be continued.
To be continued.
Yep, end of the season.
No, and then I lunge straight down, and I say, no more munching on any of my friends.
And with that...
Then I plunge it in.
To Brock's heart, ending it.
Party like a rock star.
You partied like a rock star. And with that, you see, like, the final thread sort of spring loose from the thread that was holding this whole operation together as half of the thread falls to the ground and the other half disappears up into... the dome, and then the dome disappears as well.
Oh my gosh.
As mist begins to fall on top of you guys as well.
Griana falls to her knees.
Uh-huh.
Lets out a big wail and says, that's for my meat shop!
So you all stand.
Thank you so much.
Vengeance achieved.
Ugh.
In a now blighted Troutbeck. But at least you know that the pain for this place, for now, is over.
I need a long rest.
Let's go back to the treehouse.
What'd you find?
On the body? I don't know.
You've circled it.
Oh, this is a peacemaker?
Nope.
Pacemaker?
Nope.
A pacemaker?
One more time. I think that you deserve to be the first one to say it on this podcast, so...
Thank you.
You're gonna get the honor.
It's the circle thing that was on her head?
Yeah.
Circle.
She's holding it.
This is the Planesbreaker.
A Planesbreaker.
This is a Planesbreaker. I read about these as a kiddo, and it's like some weird old artifact... You know, like, the Master Sword in Legend of Zelda, the fantasy.
All right. And with that, we are ending tonight.
Whoa.
Hashtag bass battle done.
Oh,
that was a close ass fight.
That was a boss battle?
Hell yeah, it was.
Damn.
That sure felt like it. What if we had let them finish? Was it going to summon something?
Hey guys, and thanks for tuning into this episode of Dungeons, Dice, and Everything Nice. The boss battle. None of them died. I was very surprised. I had written in quite a few if they all went down scenarios. So you could say I was pleasantly surprised, because that is the truth. It's been a crazy, crazy chapter. And we're the next episode is going to be us wrapping up the chapter, sort of a little not at the end, but this is definitely the climax of this sort of thing. So with that, we are moving to the studio, and that is crazy exciting. We have been on a pretty crazy journey ourselves as podcasters, you know, in the last few months. And it's certainly taking us really, really great places, and we're really excited to take you with us. So, that being said, please don't mind the construction noises. Not actual construction noises. Oh god, the quality is going to be so good from here on out. But we're going to be doing some work things, and changing some things around, and shifting a few things in the weeks to come. And that's going to start with, unfortunately, no episode next week. We need a week to adjust to the new studio, get some recordings done. A lot of us have been out of state attending graduations and graduation parties, because Molly just graduated. Congrats, girl. And we've been super busy, so we need a week to adjust to the changes and get into the studio and all that jazz. After that, I think we're moving over on podcast servers, so that might be changing as well, and then as well as we are going to go back to the past episodes and sort of change the names and stuff, not any of the contents themselves, but to change the names to sort of reflect that we're treating this chapter as the sort of prologue chapter to our heroes' story. So what you've just been, you know, here for is the prologue chapter. Thank you for having joined us. If you're here now, I cannot tell you how much it means to me that you are here. And I know I say that so much, but I genuinely, honestly mean it from the bottom of my heart. So, I will miss you guys dearly for a week, but when we get back, it is, you know, we're home free. We got a whole boat trip to Burnfort waiting for us. And if you're missing us until then, you can find us out on Twitter at Dungeons Dice. Though we're not going to be next, you know, because we're not going to be there. But the next week when we go up, when we release the episode, we're actually going to be starting a giveaway at the same time. And that is going to be so crazy cool. We've gotten all the stuff and we're ready to start that up. So pay attention to that if you want to get sort of preemptive on it. Twitter at Dungeons Dice. Tumblr at Dungeons-Dice. Maybe dash podcast? Oh, shit. I'm pretty sure it's just Dungeons-Dice. And if it's not, I'm gonna go change it. So I'm right. And then we'll be doing a giveaway on Instagram yet, but we will be launching our Instagram at the time that the giveaway starts. So all that stuff to look forward to. Besides that, though, I'm pretty sure that's it. I'm excited. I hope you are too. I will see you guys in 2 weeks, where our adventure will continue. Happy Father's Day, guys.